Welcome to Storyberries Radio. You can read along with any of our stories, all for free at our website, storyberries.com. Hey Diddle Diddle, Little Red Hen by T. Fairies. One day, a cat, a cow, a little dog, and a dish and spoon were standing around chatting on the edge of old MacDonald's farm. The cat was a musician and a fine fiddle player. The cow lived with old MacDonald, and the dog had left home looking for some dog biscuits. His mistress, Old Mother Hubbard, had none. The dish and the spoon simply ran here and there as they pleased. They were rather free-spirited. The little red hen who lived down the road wanted to make bread. She went to see the animals to ask for help. Baking bread was a large task for such a tiny bird. She said, "I'm going to make bread." The animals licked their lips. The dog's stomach started to growl as he thought of the warm bread. "Who will help me cut the wheat?" she asked. The cow replied, "Not I. I am going to jump over the moon." The little dog laughed. The cat acted like he was asleep. The dish and spoon ran away and were nowhere in sight. The little red hen left. She was not happy. She walked down the road as the cow jumped over the moon. The little red hen went to cut the wheat. She cut the wheat and now had to clean it. She went back to see the animals. She hoped they would help her. "Do you think they will?" she asked. "Who will help me clean the wheat?" "Do you think the cat will help?" The cat woke up and said, "Not I," and he began to play his fiddle. The little dog laughed again. The cow looked up at the moon with a grin on her face. The dish and the spoon were off somewhere. The little red hen left. She was very disappointed. She went to clean the wheat. She cleaned the wheat and had a bag full of wheat seeds. Now she had to make flour. She needed to grind the wheat seeds to make flour. She went back to see the animals. She hoped they would help this time. "Do you think they will?" While she was gone, the dish and spoon had returned. She asked, "Who will help me grind the wheat?" "Not I," said the little dog. Then he laughed and laughed. The cat played his fiddle. The cow watched the dish and the spoon dance. The little red hen left frustrated and very unhappy. She went to grind the wheat. She used a stone to grind it and now had a fine flour to make the bread. What will she do? Do you think the animals will help? Will she even go ask for help? She did go to ask the animals. "Who will help me make the bread?" "Not I," said the dish. "Not I," said the spoon. Then they ran away quickly. The cat played his fiddle. The little dog laughed. The cow laughed too. The little red hen had had enough. She had finally learned her lesson. She would not bother to ask those animals for help again. She went back home to make the bread. A farmer with a wagon full of hay drove by. He was singing E-I-E-I-O. Who can that be? Do you know? The little red hen made the bread, and the animals smelled it baking in the oven. It smelled so good that they ran to her house. They were all hungry and all loved bread. The dog was especially hungry, as he had not eaten in 2 days. On the way, the cat played a merry tune. He was sure he would have some bread. When they got to the red hen's house, all the animals peered in the window. She had a golden brown loaf of bread and butter and jelly. She asked, "Who will help me eat the bread?" The animals cheered, "We will." The little red hen said, "No, I am sorry. You did not help me make this bread. No bread for you." "Maybe next time the animals will help. What do you think?" The animals left, still hungry and now sad. They came to a road sign. One road went to Bremen Town. The other road went back to old MacDonald's farm. The cow said, "I'm tired. I'm going home." She left and went to old MacDonald's farm, hoping there was hay for her to eat. Just then a fork ran by. The cat yelled after the fork, "Where are you going in such a hurry?" The fork replied, "I'm on my way to Bremen Town. There is a fair and concert there." The cat said, "I'm a musician and I'm going to go to Bremen Town. Maybe I can join the concert." He told the dog, "Dog, there are lots of dog biscuits in Bremen Town. Come along with me." The little dog laughed. Ha! What a splendid idea! I hope Bremen Town is not far because I am starving. So off they went down the road to Bremen. The cat played his fiddle as they began their journey. What do you think will happen? The end.
Thank you for reading with storyberries.com. Free stories for kids.